go ahead and start. Remember to wait. Pass the mic over to questions. All right, we're good.
Okay, it was a good win for us on Friday night. Proud of the way our guys handled their business, handled adversity, kept fighting, kept playing the entire 60 minutes. It was a great effort by our players and showed a lot of poise, a lot of confidence, particularly on offense. Real pleased with the way the offense performed. Troy Williams had a very good night and was lights out on those last few drives. And it was good to get the win. Great to get off to on the right foot in Pac-12 play and be able to have another home victory. Great crowd Saturday or Friday night. It was incredible atmosphere. Didn't matter that it was raining and cold. The crowd was there supporting, and it was great to see. Moving on to Cal Berkeley now. Very prolific on offense, leading the conference in total offense. Might be leading the nation in passing offense at about 460 a week. I don't know who'd be throwing the ball better than they are, but certainly the best in our league right now. Over 45 points a game, and so we got our work cut out for us on defense to try to slow them down. So, questions?
Pass defense giving up 253 yards to the redshirt freshman. Was that partly by design? Safety back, keep the ball in front of you, and you're comfortable with the yardage and all that, or is that something you got to work on?
Well, a little of both. We were very tuned in this week to keeping things in front of us and not giving up a big play. They have terrific receivers and big play potential out there, and so we felt if we kept things in front of us and limited the big plays, that gave us our best chance. Credit to their quarterback. I think they found themselves a terrific quarterback. He's going to be a good one. He's got a lot of tools. He did a great job, I thought, in his first start, first extensive action. But for our part, we've got to play better on defense. We didn't play our usual type of defense. However, the end result was 20 points allowed, which that's pretty darn good. If you give up 20 points on defense most weeks, you're going to win. And so that is the bottom line. But as far as rush defense and pass defense, not up to our usual standards.
Through the first four games, you guys have thrown for more yards than your opponents. What have you seen in the past game that's allowed it to progress so rapidly from last season?
Well, I think a few things. First of all, Troy's doing a really nice job at quarterback. He's got a quick release, good decision maker, strong arm. Receivers have really stepped up their game. Receivers are playing with a lot of confidence right now. It's great to have Timmy Patrick added to that group. We were missing him last year. Offensive line is doing an outstanding job in pass protection, particularly this last weekend. I think we're in the top one or two or three in sacks allowed in the Pac-12, so they're protecting well. And so I think it's a combination of those things.
You already alluded to the fact that your rush defense wasn't what it normally is. Mm-hmm. After watching the film, do you have a good sense of why that happened?
Yeah, it was kind of what I had said after the game at the press conference. We lost our gap cancellation was not where it needed to be. We didn't fit correctly two or three times linebacker-wise. Defensive line-wise, we got reach blocked and out of our gaps a couple times, and then defensive ends didn't squeeze a time or two. So that was the biggest issue, and the real damaging one was the 50-yard run. That you take that away, which you can't do. I mean, obviously it's there, but that was the one that hurt the most.
Thought you were fairly demonstrative after the last touchdown, understandably. So have you seen the clip of your reaction?
Have not, no.
But what was that moment like for you?
It was great. It was just so proud of our guys, like I said, and to see see them fight back, and because it looked pretty bleak there for a minute. I mean, it was 24-10 and then 27-17, I believe, after that, and then we got those last two touchdowns. So it was just great to see our guys finish the game the way they did and see Troy and Timmy make that play at the end and the offensive line giving him the protection. So just, like I said, real proud of the way our guys have handled themselves all year long, really, through adverse situations.
Look at Chad Hansen for Cal. He's had 50 receptions through four games. What pops out to you about him?
He's a tremendous receiver. He's leading the conference both in receptions per game and yardage per game. He's got tremendous body control. You know, he can go up and get the contested ball as well as anybody I've ever seen. And he's got some size to him, and he's just a competitive guy. I mean, he's just a fierce competitor, and like I said, able to control his body and make catches and get his feet down when he needs to. He's just got that knack for the 50-50 ball to come away with it.
What are your impressions of Davis Webb in his first year in St. Dyke's system?
Doing a great job, throwing for over 400 a week, and four picks and I think 16 or 18 touchdowns right now, so his touchdown interception ratio is very good, and he's doing a great job leading that offense. I mean, they're moving the ball up and down the field. Like I said, nearly 600 yards a game. That's a boatload of offense.
Talk about the players a lot, but you're approaching your 100th win. Can you kind of give your impressions of what that means to you, or
nothing? Nothing. It's just business as usual. Yeah.
What about Lobo Tulele? What's his situation now?
Well, we hope he'll play. We don't ever, as I mentioned before, give an injury report, but we're hopeful.
After struggling to contain the run, as talked about before in the first half, what was going through your mind to start the second half with Lowell being out?
Well, we didn't start the second half ideally, I can tell you that. We were short possession and had to punt the ball away, and then they take the ball and score. So that's the exact opposite of what you'd want to happen in the first possession. But I mentioned the breakdowns that we had in the run game. Credit them. They have a terrific O-line. Their O-line is physical and well-coached. Those backs are really good. They run hard. And so it's not just that we were at fault. They were making a lot of that stuff happen with their personnel.
How important is Troy's ability to lead the team? Is that something that you've missed in recent years?
Well, it's critical, and the quarterback position by nature is one of leadership, and it's inherent in the position that guy. He touches the ball every snap. He's the guy that is making the decisions back there and essentially running the offense, and so it's been awesome the way Troy has stepped up, and not to have anything against quarterbacks in the past, because we've had good quarterback leadership in the past, but for Troy to have demonstrated and become the leader he has in such a short period of time really speaks to his maturity, how he handles himself, and what his teammates feel about him,
How's Hanson playing in the back and safety? Can you give us some insight about his transition of having a full year at the position or playing a full season at the position?
Okay, first of all, I think he's playing as good as any safety in the conference. He's all over the place. He's a big play guy. He's stripping the ball. He's recovering fumbles. He's doing a great job in coverage. He's physical. He's a great tackler. So he's exceeding my expectations. I believed he was going to be very good, but I didn't know he'd be this good this early, this quickly. He's only had really the one start last year at safety, and then the few starts that he's had this year. So for him to be playing at the level he is right now with his limited experience prior to arriving here, he was a quarterback. He dabbled on defense in high school, but really had no extensive experience there. So for him to be as productive as he is so far and doing the things, it's really amazing. I mean, he's doing a great job.
It's about him just learning the position quickly?
Well, he's a quick study. He's got a high football IQ, and being a quarterback, you'd expect that. As a quarterback, you need to understand how defenses operate and how they work and how coverages work, and so that I think that was definitely an advantage for him when he made the move, as he already understood coverages.
Sunny Dykes teams always have a prolific passing attack, but they've got a nice backfield, a 4-1-2 punch with Amiri and Muhammad. How do those guys compare to the other backs that you've seen?
Very comparable, and Trey Watson, the other kid, number 5, I think, is good. They actually got 3 guys who were very good back there and productive, and they're spreading those carries around pretty good between those 3. And they're not they're a pass first team. They're nearly 70% pass to run ratio, 69 or 68%. But they're efficient when they run the ball, and they're getting about 140 yards, 130 or 40 a week running the ball, which really complements their throwing game. I mean, it's one thing to throw for 450, but if you're only rushing for 50 or 60 on top of that, then that's nowhere near as effective as if you can add that element to the run game, which they do, and they have.
haven't had a real big play receiver like Tim Patrick in a number of years.
Trez Anderson.
Yeah,
he's pretty good.
He has trouble staying healthy a little bit. But Tim's, you know, kind of been a guy you can count on third and two and going deep. Talk about what he's about to be out there.
Yeah, well, as I've said a lot in the offseason and early this year, we really missed him last year, and we were that was one of the things that hampered us. But it's great to have him back this year, and we're excited that he's got the you know the entire year of eligibility instead of just piecing a few games together last year and then moving on. So that was a real blessing in disguise when he wasn't able to play at all last year. But he's our go-to guy right now. He's making tough catches. He's making big plays. He was going against one of the best corners in the country on Friday night and fared very well. And so he's been a big reason why our pass offense has been what it has been so far.
Coach, going for it on fourth down, I believe four times might be some sort of record for you in a game. Going forward, is there a formula for you on that, or where you'll always go for it?
It's more a gut feeling than anything else, and we were controlling the line of scrimmage. Our offensive line was doing such a good job of controlling the line of scrimmage that, to me, it was a no-brainer. I mean, we had got movement all night long. Very few times were they in our backfield. You know, our offensive line was doing a great job of cutting off penetration. Zach Moss and Armand Shine were running hard inside. Those guys are very physical runners. And so it's a combination of gut feel as to the complexion of the game and how you've been playing up front. Situationally, obviously, how does the situation, what does it dictate? But you can't be reckless with it. It's got to be calculated risks. And you're not going to be right all the time, but you need to be right most of the time. And we just hit it on the money on Friday night. And
players always want to go for it.
Always. If it's fourth and 20, hit your own 10, they want to go. And so that's kind of out of the equation. You can't really ask them because they're going to say, let's go every time, which you'd expect them to. You know, they have confidence. But as a coach, you can't get too greedy and you can't push that envelope too much. You're going to put yourself in some bad spots.
In the past, Kyle, you talked about preseason polls. You're not a big fan of that. Mm-hmm. At this point, you know, even early season polls, is it a hindrance or a help to your team?
Well, the polls are starting to shape up a little bit. I still don't think there's a big enough body of work to make completely conclusive decisions. But I think it's great for our program to be recognized. I think that's a positive force that people around the country recognize that we're doing some good things here, and our players have played good football the first 4 weeks, and so we don't get hung up on it. We don't talk about it hardly at all, but our players aren't dumb. They know where we stand and what people are saying or thinking of us.
You have another week where your running backs, I don't know if there's a ton of separation, although you went with Zach and Armand a lot. Are you kind of gaining a picture of what you want to do for the rest of the season, or is it game-by-game thing?
I think we're still a work in progress at that position, but it is started. You know, it's settled in definitely to those three. You know, you mentioned Armand and Zach, and it's also Troy McCormick, who is a different type of runner than the other two, but making his contribution as well. And so it's a matter right now, as long as we're getting production from all three will continue to get the carries. If one starts to separate himself, then we'll gravitate towards that guy. But right now they're doing a nice job running the football. One thing we've got to do is we've got to clean up the fumbles. You know, we're fumbling too much, and we've put the ball on the ground 11 times. I think we've lost six of them, and that's way too much. And so that's the focus is we're getting great production, or very good production, but we got to possess the football, do a better job of that.
Following up the emotional win the other night, you have eight more big-time games to come. In that sense, can you describe what it's like to coach in this conference?
It's great. I mean, the Pac-12 conference affiliation has been the best thing that's ever happened to Utah football, in my opinion. And playing in a conference like the Pac-12 and the level of competition and the talent of the individual players that you get to play against every week, it's exciting stuff. And our players really, really love it. That's where we're at. Right, Damo? Second that? Okay, thank you.
Demaryius Simpkins and C.O.C. Wilson had great catches in Friday night's game. Have they separated themselves as guys who can be in the rotation regularly?
Yeah, as contributors, you bet. They both play roles, and we've got about seven receivers right now, six or seven receivers that are contributing. And it's great to get Corey Butler-Bird back. I'm telling you that right now, too. He's a guy that really adds another dimension to that offense. And the receivers as a whole, as I mentioned earlier, have stepped up and are performing like we hoped they would and like we anticipated they would. but you don't always get what you hope and anticipate for, and so it's you know, it's good to see it happening and being proven on the field. It's one thing to talk about it and look good in practice, but it's another thing to prove it at game time.
This was your highest scoring game of the year that you've been involved in. For Cal, it was kind of a halftime score. Does that alter game management and how you prepare for this? Possessions seem to come and go pretty quickly, and points seem to be pretty cheap in their game.
Well, as far as what are you alluding to exactly? Just like our pace of play, or what?
Play in a higher scoring game that you're going to take hits, leads come and go, and it doesn't mean the same thing to me.
Well,
in another game?
Our style is a little different than their style. It's a lot different. And so, you know, the first thing is we got to play. We played pretty good defense against them last year, and they had a really good quarterback just like they do this year. So in fact, the best quarterback in the country, I guess, when you look at what happened in the draft. And so our style is, you know, we're not a hurry-up team. We don't feel we need to be. We don't think that's the way we should operate. And so we shorten the game a little bit by huddling up and a little more run game. But still, we got to play solid defense and find a way out of drives and keep points off the board. And we were able to do that last year against them, and so we've got to try to do it again this year.
Anything else for Coach Witt? Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, Lizzie.
Let's go.